This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, and it's over, baby. No impeachment. There will never be impeachment. The Democratic Party is in disarray. Robert Mueller is an old man, obviously with some sort of dementia, who is leading the investigation, doesn't even know his name, surprising to ask for his mommy, confused, mumbling, dazed. Either Robert Mueller smokes pot and did it right before the hearing today, or Robert Mueller doesn't even know what his name is anymore, needs a rubber room. Can you imagine this guy was in charge of the investigation? What he did today was the greatest favor for Donald Trump in the history of the world. So, President Trump, just don't say anything. Let the rest of them keep talking. No need to say a thing. Democratic Party in disarray. Impeachment is over. Trump's the winner. Robert Mueller's the loser. It's obvious that Robert Mueller could not testify today without aides because he doesn't know anything. Anything. I mean, he doesn't know anything. Zero. It's one of the worst performances in history. Here's how the headlines caught it and put it. Robert Mueller falls apart, caught off guard, bumbling, stuttering, confused, doddering, nervous, completely lost. What a disaster. It must have been Andrew Weissman, the little pit bull slime ball, who ran this entire thing, because obviously Robert Mueller is weakened at Bernie's. I'm not sure he's alive. I think they got their hands up his back and they're making his mouth move. The man is not there anymore. And by the way, he dodged direct questions 123 times. I'm not going to answer that. I'm not going to answer that. I'm not going to answer that. 3 hours, 34 minutes. That's how long Special Counsel Robert Mueller sat before the House Judiciary Committee to answer questions about his 22-month probe into whether President Trump or his campaign sought to alter the outcome of the election by colluding with Russia. And then 123 times he dodged questions, sometimes flatly refused to answer. Another 40 times he refers the questioner to his 448-page final report. Gee, who needed this? Some examples. He said, I rely on the language in the report. I'd have to pass on that. I'm not going to get into that. That's an area which I cannot get into. That's outside my purview. I can't speak to that. I'm not going to talk to that. I'm not going to answer that question. I'm not going to talk about that. Can't answer that question in a vacuum. I'm going to pass on that. I'm not going to comment. NBC News has a cool graphic showing all the times he deflected, declined, or deferred. It's amazing. He looks like a complete idiot. Democratic Party looks like complete idiots. And Trey Gowdy said of the Mueller testimony, well, he said he didn't want to come, and now we know why he didn't want to come. That's pretty funny, man. He looked like a nervous old man who didn't know what his name was anymore, needed mommy to help him walk into the room. There's no way he ran the investigation, had to be the pit bull Weissman. Gowdy thought Mueller's testimony was so conflicted and embarrassing, he added he would not be surprised if Democrats wanted to cancel the afternoon hearing. A devastating performance by the deep state frontman. Anti-Trump Harvard law professor Lawrence Tribe calls the Mueller hearing a disaster that helped the president. He's a fierce critic of President Trump. He said that Robert Mueller's House Judiciary Committee hearing was a disaster that set back impeachment efforts. Much as I hate to say it, this morning's hearing was a disaster, Tribe tweeted. Far from breathing life into his damning report, the tired Robert Mueller sucked the life out of it. The effort to save democracy and the rule of law from this lawless president has been set back, not advanced. He has close ties to President Trump, this Tribe. This guy named Tribe. He's taught at Harvard for more than five decades. He's the author of 2018 book, To End the Presidency, The Power of Impeachment. And he recently compared Trump to Adolf Hitler. And even he knew Robert Mueller looked like a man with dementia. Wow. That's amazing, man. Amazing. He couldn't even remember which president appointed him as U.S. Attorney for Boston. Robert Mueller spent much of the morning appearing confused and lost and dazed, not only forgetting what Fusion GPS is, but also being unable to name which president appointed him as U.S. Attorney for Boston. In a shocking display of just how poor his memory is, when asked by Democratic Representative Greg Stanton of Arizona which president first appointed him, Mueller responded he thinks it was George Bush. Stanton replied it was Ronald Reagan. Quite unbelievable. Which president appointed you to be Attorney General of Massachusetts? Mueller says, I believe Bush. According to my notes, Stan says it's Reagan. Mueller, my mistake. And we have people tweeting dementia enters the room. Wow. It's just incredible. This guy doesn't know anything. And by the way, I should point out there's a show on HBO right now that I'm watching. I think it's called On the Hill. On a Hill. And it stars Kevin Bacon. And it's all about Boston. I think it's called City on the Hill. That's what it is, City on the Hill. And it stars Kevin Bacon. He's an FBI agent. And they say in the middle of the TV series, this is what's so ironic, because liberals won't admit this, but then Hollywood liberals make a TV series and they admit it. This was the Mueller-led FBI. And they admit that the FBI of Boston is the single most corrupt police organization in the history of the United States at the time. And he was in charge. Mueller. David Axelrod. Obama's everything. Obama's Karl Rove. He said, delicate to say, but Mueller does not appear sharp. It helps explain why he wanted an aide nearby. During questioning by Representative Jackson Lee, a Democrat of Texas, he was completely lost. Could you repeat the question? It's all, yeah, could you repeat the question? I mean, he's just lost. Meanwhile, Donald Trump thanks Democrats for the Robert Mueller hearings. I'd like to thank the Democrats for holding this morning's hearing. Now, after 3 hours, Robert Mueller is to subject himself to shifty shift and embarrassment to our country, Trump continued. Trump watched portions of the testimony but did not appear concerned about the first round. He shared Fox News analysis of the hearings, including Chris Wallace describing the testimony as a disaster. Katie Pavlich noting that Mueller denied his investigation was impeded, and highlights of Representative Jim Jordan's line of questioning. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham also shared an assessment. The last 3 hours have been an epic embarrassment for the Democrats. Expect more of the same in the second half. After the second round of questioning Mueller, Trump appeared triumphant by the results of the committee hearing after retweeting several highlights. The truth is a force of nature, he wrote on Twitter. Trump's re-election campaign manager, Brad Parscale, issued a statement calling the hearings a disaster for Democrats. The entire spectacle has always been about Democrats trying to undo the legitimate result of the 2016 election, and today they again failed miserably. Trump says Mueller did a horrible job at the hearings, but he had nothing to work with. In all fairness to him, he had nothing to work with. Wow. He reiterated his sentiments that Mueller's Russia investigation that spanned over 2 years was a ridiculous hoax and a witch hunt that's been going on for a long time. In a fiery news conference, where the president pointed to multiple news agencies in the press pool calling them fake news, he said Democrats will never give up trying to indict him for crimes related to Russian muddling in the 2016 election. Democrats lost so big today, Trump said. This party's in shambles. They've got the squad leading their party. They're a mess. This was a devastating day for Democrats. Trump said the investigation was nothing but a phony cloud. Called out Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi. Every one of them knew it was phony stuff. The Democrats had nothing, and now they have nothing. Now they have less than nothing. They're going to lose the 2020 elections, including congressional seats, because of the path they chose. He praised his Republican colleagues, calling them warriors and commending them for defending our country. Big day for America. Big day for Republican Party. Great day for me. So there are the comments out there by many experts, by many liberals, even NBC's Chuck Todd. Chuck Todd said Mueller did nothing to advance impeachment. He did not give anything to Democrats to help advance the cause of impeachment. It isn't just the right that clearly see Mueller came across as bumbling and confused. Todd said Democrats are looking for this dramatic moment that would capture the imagination, noting there are many members who support impeachment. If that's what Bob Mueller thought was needed to be done, he didn't do anything today to help advance the cause. If he believes that's where this should end. CNN also implied that Mueller's testimony was a victory for Republicans. The CNN panel was also bewildered by the fact Mueller seemed so unfamiliar with his own case. Jake Tapper asserted there were times in the hearing when he was sharp as a tack, but we can't avoid the fact there were times when he was not. Sometimes they spoke very quickly and they were not particularly polite and respectful of the fact this was a 74-year-old who was obviously having trouble, Tapper said. There were times it seemed like he was unfamiliar with parts of the investigation. He didn't seem familiar with the name Fusion GPS. Another guest chimed in and noted he also seems to be unfamiliar with the name Corey Lewandowski, Trump's former campaign manager. Someone noted he couldn't remember who appointed him as attorney general in Boston. I don't know if he couldn't hear or if actually he's not as well versed with this report as many people on the panel are right now, Tapper said. You understand, these people making the comments, Chuck Todd, Jake Tapper, are all frauds. All of them are frauds, and even they could see this was a disaster. When we get back, forget the pundits, forget the pollsters, look to the bookies for who will win in 2020. Wait till you hear what the bookies are saying. They're saying Trump's going to win, just like Wayne Root's been saying all along. All right, this is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Newsmax TV. When we come back, we'll hear from the bookies. Sounds funny to say that, but I got news for you. The bookies are more right than the pollsters. Pollsters are never right. The only Rasmussen, the only one who ever gets it right, they've got Trump is far more popular than Obama. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, when we return. RootForAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Robert Mueller just falls apart on the witness stand in front of the congressional hearing. It's an absolute joke. One of the most bumbling performances in the history of nationwide televised congressional hearings. Never see one that bad. Someone that unprepared. Someone that ill-equipped to deal with questions from Congress. What a victory for Donald Trump. What a loss for the Democratic Party. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Call the number 833-WAR-TALK if you want to talk about it. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. By the way, no TV again tonight. I don't know what Newsmax is going to run. I don't know if they're running a repeat. Or they'll probably have something new. They'll probably put in somebody else who can handle tonight's Mueller hearing because my camera's out. And I understand that's happened to other Newsmax hosts. Their cameras have gone out. Something's defective, perhaps, in these cameras. Because it's happened to other Newsmax television hosts. It wasn't just me, but I'm busy working all day. I don't know if other cameras go out and other hosts are replaced. But I know I'm off tonight, only on radio for the next 3 hours. So we'll take your calls and on TV again tomorrow. The camera, new camera arrives tomorrow. Will be installed in the morning tomorrow. I'll be ready for tomorrow night's show. Wayne Allen Root, USA Radio, Coast to Coast. See the shining sea in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor. In the country I call Trump Land. Let's go to war. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, and I'm American-made, proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Founded, owned, operated by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio and staged all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in national syndication. We're in the Fordham Resources Studio. Fordham is the main title sponsor of the show. They've got the naming rights to the studio. Fordham, F-O-R-T-M, Fordham Resources. Publicly traded, a stock, main title sponsor of the show. Over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-M. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. Love to take your calls for all 3 hours now. We've got some time today to talk. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My website, rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and you can find me at Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. Even CNN is bewildered by Mueller being unfamiliar with key parts of the investigation. A CNN panel with Jay Tapper expressed bewilderment that former special counsel Robert Mueller appeared to be unfamiliar with key parts of his own investigation. Another guest chimed in. I don't know if he could hear. I don't know if he's not well-versed with this report, or even as well-versed as many of the people on this panel right now. What an embarrassment. Trump's personal lawyer, Jay Sekulow, released a statement slamming Mueller's pathetic testimony mid-hearing. Sekulow said the case is closed. This morning's testimony exposed the troubling deficiencies of the special counsel's investigation. The testimony revealed this probe was conducted by a small group of politically biased prosecutors who, as hard as they tried, were unable to establish either obstruction, conspiracy, or collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. It's also clear the special counsel conducted his two-year investigation unimpeded. The American people understand this issue is over. They also understand the case is closed. I told you that I'd get to this this bookie story. When you want to know who's going to win the next presidential election, don't read the mainstream newspapers, tune into cable networks, forget the pollsters, none of them know anything. Just check in with the bookies. Trump is still favored to win the 2020 election with a minus 120 average odds, Sports Betting Dime wrote last week. That means you have to bet 120 to win 100. That's pretty good odds that Trump will repeat. The Lines, another betting site, pointed out what a huge turnaround it is from the 2016 election when Trump's odds started at 500 to 1 or plus 50,000 on betting sites. That means the implied odds gave Trump a 0.2% chance of winning the presidency. So if you saw Trump listed as 500 to 1, you'd have to wager $500 to win $1. You'd have to wager $50,000 to win $100. A $2,000 bet on Trump in the early days of the 2016 campaign would have made you a millionaire. But you sure won't get those great odds this time around. Trump is the odds-on favorite on many sports betting sites. It's also worth pointing out the odds aren't leaning towards American voting to change presidents after one term. The last time that happened was more than 25 years ago when Bill Clinton defeated George H.W. Bush. But even when George W. Bush was exceedingly unpopular, he was reelected. Other betting shops say Trump is the odds-on favorite to win in 2020. All you had to do was come to Wayne Root, and I could have told you.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate subject to change. Pay 0.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Special Counsel Robert Mueller wrapped up testimony before two House committees on Wednesday. President Trump reacts to the hearings.
The Democrats lost so big today. Their party is in shambles right now. They've got the squad leading their party. They are a mess. where even you take a look at Scribe and you take a look at so many of the people that were the most outspoken, and they say this was a devastating day for the Democrats.
The FTC is slapping Facebook with a record $5 billion fine over the company's privacy policy. FTC Chairman Joe Simons also says there's more to this than just fines.
The order imposes significant structural reforms on how Facebook does business, including greater corporate accountability, more rigorous compliance monitoring, and increased transparency.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, how bad is it going for the Democrats? Even Michael Moore rips Democrats are putting faith in frail old man Robert Mueller. At the same time, that headline is up. Trump's approval is up and voter ratings on the economy the best in decades. That coming from a new Fox News poll. And I keep telling you, Fox News has the most flawed polls I've ever seen. They've got some sort of loser who must be a lifelong Democrat, who they've hired to do their polls, and all their polls are terribly negative to President Trump, yet they come up, even in this poll, you know, all their polls are not with likely voters, but only with anyone with a pulse. If you've ever registered to vote in your life, they poll you. And that's why their polls don't work. That's why no one's polls have worked with Donald Trump, because people who are not likely to vote, but who are registered, hate Trump. But people who are very intense and very passionate and very motivated and love Trump are more likely to vote, and he looks great in all the polls. Very few of them, by the way, use likely voters, but those who do, Trump always comes up smelling like roses. This one does not use likely voters. It uses only registered voters. I read the metrics at the end. Therefore, it's always against Republicans, and yet the approval of the job President Trump's doing on the economy stands at 52% approve, 41% disapprove, and that's just 1 point off his high of 53% last summer. And so the ratings are fantastic for President Trump. 51% of the voters now feel the economy is in a positive shape. The last time this many felt that way was 2 decades ago in January of 2001. January of 2001. So all going well for President Trump. It's also all going well for all of you that need great health care if you've listened to Wayne Root. Because I keep telling you, Liberty Health Share, Liberty Health Share, Liberty Health Share. It is fantastic. It is a Christian health sharing organization. I joined it 3 years ago. I have saved $54,000 in 3 years just in premiums. And then I had my kidney stone surgery. And they paid for the doctor, the anesthesiologist, the surgeon, and the hospital. And I didn't have to deal with any of it. They negotiated everything. Thank God for Liberty HealthShare. They are the greatest. It starts at $107 a month for a single, $107 a month for a single. It starts at $449 a month for a family. That's my cost in loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call Liberty HealthShare at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. Got our guest here, John Solomon from The Hill. He's an award-winning investigative columnist and executive vice president at The Hill. You can follow him on Twitter at J Solomon Reports. J, the letter J, Solomon, S-O-L-O-M-O-N, Reports. And we welcome him to the show. John, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
It's good to be with you, Wayne.
Always like having you back. You're a smart guy, and you're a great investigator. And we need conservative-leaning investigative reporters because I'm so sick of fake news. Could you believe what you were seeing today? I mean, does Mueller have dementia? Does he have Alzheimer's? Something's wrong with him. He's like a stuttering, bumbling old man who has no idea where he is anymore.
Yeah, I think in the second hearing he seemed a little more together than the first hearing. I thought he had a very shaky first hearing performance. But I think at the end of the day, the real driving force behind Robert Mueller's testimony is he did not want to have to address beyond what he already said in his report in an open setting because he wanted to stick carefully to his words. He was honest about that. He blew whatever interesting information he had a month ago, and the Democrats didn't listen to him. They brought him on, and it was a disaster for Democrats. They thought they were going to get him to endorse impeachment. He didn't. He didn't answer more than 150 questions by my count, and it's probably closer to 200 because I didn't get through the last moments of the hearing. And I think and he had to make a major correction. He made a statement about the reason he didn't indict the president on impeachment and had to withdraw that, which pulled the rug out from under Democrats who were just starting to cheer it on. It was a very bad day for Democrats. It was a very good day for Republicans on two fronts. There are two bombshells the rest of the media are not reporting on tonight, but if you go to the transcript, you can confirm these. First off, Mueller confirmed for the first time, first official ever on the record, confirming the Justice Department is investigating whether Russia used Christopher Steele to try to influence the U.S. election, meaning that Christopher Steele could have been a conduit for a Russian influence operation. This is the exact quote he said. I think what you're missing, Congressman, here is the fact that that is under investigation. That was a big acknowledgement by Mueller. And the second acknowledgement, the Russians not only tried to help President Trump, according to him, there were instances in which Russians also sought to help Hillary Clinton. That was during a questioning by a Democrat. It backfired on the Democrat. There were instances, Robert Mueller said, where Hillary Clinton was subject to the benefit of the same behavior, he said. That those two things boomeranged on Democrats in a big way today.
Now, you mentioned something I didn't even know about. You said Mueller had to go back on something he said. Tell me what it was that he said, and then he had to say that I said it wrong. What was that one?
The lunch hour switcheroo is what we call it here in Washington. So what happened was he testified under questioning by the Democrats that the question to him was, if it were not for the Office of Legal Counsel opinion, which says that you can't indict a sitting president, you would have indicted the president. And he answered yes, which the Democrats said, aha, you really were planning to indict him. That's not what Bob Mueller meant, and he had to issue a correction during the lunch hour. What he said is, what I meant to say is not that we were about to indict him and the opinion stopped us. It was, we never even got to the point of making a decision on whether there was enough evidence for indictment because of that opinion. That's a big change in meaning. It brought us back to where he was in the report. For a second there, Democrats thought they had gotten the smoking gun, and then within the lunch hour, Bob Mueller pulled it out, retracted that statement, corrected himself, and left the Democrats with nothing, I mean nothing, to tear about from today.
Yeah, if you look at all the headlines, and I'm not talking just the conservative websites, even CNN, they all called him dazed and confused. They all said it's a Democratic day of disaster, Democratic day of disappointment. These are all the headlines I'm kind of weeding through. I mean, it was just a horrible day for the Democratic Party and anyone who thought that they had Trump on anything, right?
Right, and think about this. The Democrats have only held three big hearings on the Trump investigation. The first was Michael Cohen. He ended up lying during the testimony, had to be referred for prosecution, almost certainly killed any New York investigation of the Trump companies because they could no longer rely on Cohen as a second-time liar. The second time, their second hearing, they brought in John Dean, the Watergate felon, and had him preach about ethics. That's sort of like having Bernie Madoff preach about good counting practices, right? And then they brought in Mueller today, and Mueller stumbled, bumbled, and had to retract himself. And the only new information he had were two bombshells that actually are troubling to Democrats. He said, again, I want to go back, this is such a big headline, the Justice Department is trying to determine now, is investigating whether Hillary Clinton's researcher, Steele, was used by the Russians to influence this election. That is a major headline.
Can you understand or can you explain to me, John Solomon, because you're the investigative reporter. I'm just the big mouth, loud mouth guy who says controversial things on the radio, right? I don't study stuff and investigate stuff. I don't understand how it's possible you could have a Republican president and the only people who get indicted are Republicans. Hey, Democrats clearly have done some really bad things. How come the Republican president can't find anybody to indict those Democrats? Why is it that we're talking about maybe sometime in the future, hey, maybe terrible things went on with a dossier. Hey, maybe terrible things went on with the Clinton Foundation. Why did they never get indicted? And our people get indicted for spitting on the sidewalk. Am I missing something?
Well, I've been talking for quite some time now, particularly on Sean Hannity's show and elsewhere where I've been on, where I've been talking about some of the stories that broke recently, that I think you're in a period where the boomerang is about to occur. And I'm going to give you, you would never know it from the news media because no one covered it, with the exception of a few people like myself. But about a month ago, there was an indictment of one of the largest fundraisers of Barack Obama. And in that indictment, this fundraiser, a famous reggae singer, was charged with laundering millions of dollars in foreign money to try to help Barack Obama win the 2012 election. That's the first boomerang, the first time we've seen a major Democratic corruption prosecution in the last few years. I predict this fall you will see some significant members of the investigation on Russia having to get criminal defense lawyers. I think there is a strong chance you will see some indictments and criminal activity against people who are involved in the Russia investigation. I think that's becoming more and more clear. I think that's why Adam Schiff took the preemptive strike and criticized the Inspector General this weekend. And I think the third thing to watch for is this guy Huber. He's been silent, almost off the face of the earth. A U.S. attorney Salt Lake City, Utah. There's a little quiet investigation going on of all things Clinton, and I wouldn't be surprised if we saw some news out of that this fall. So I think this fall, those waiting to find out if the Justice Department has any evidence of wrongdoing on the Democrats on Steele, Democrats on the FBI, Democrats on Clinton Foundation and other things Clinton, this fall will be the time where we'll get that answer.
Has that whole Uranium One thing gone away? I mean, can't there still be indictments about that? That seems to me to be, you know, lots of bad things happen. And I could give you a long list, and you probably check off all of it and say, I investigated, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad. But nothing seems worse than if you were to sell off a fifth of America's uranium stock to Russians, and then all of a sudden you, as the State Department, you know, Secretary of State running the State Department, your organization, the Clinton Foundation, your charity, gets $100 million plus, I think it was $140 million donation from the Russians. How is that not selling out the treasure of the United States of America?
Well, there's another part that people forget. So the uranium supply under the ground was one part of the giveaway to the Russians. But the bigger, much bigger giveaway that people often forget about, but I wrote about, I'm the one who actually discovered it and interviewed for the first time, the uranium undercover informant, Doug Campbell, is that the Obama administration gave tens of billions of dollars of contracts that committed U.S. nuclear power reactors to have to buy Russian uranium. So beyond the stuff they gave away under the ground, they gave these unbelievable sweetheart deals. Well, recently, American uranium companies have gone saying, we are now in a national security situation. If Russia pulled its uranium out tomorrow, America would be powerless. That's how big a scandal Uranium One really is. And, you know, it's tied into that Clinton Foundation investigation. We'll just have to wait and see if the Justice Department pulls the trigger.
All right, John Sullivan, award-winning investigative columnist, executive vice president at The Hill. We thank him for always being in the right place at the right time to shed some light for us fellow conservatives. Thank you, John.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event at Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, this is Wade Allyn-Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, all of you probably know the name Piers Morgan. He's a liberal, but he's a reasonable liberal. See, I wouldn't have big fights with liberals if Piers Morgan was the typical liberal. You know, he's not a bad guy. And he doesn't really like Trump politics-wise, but he likes Trump as a person. And so he's ripping Trump sometimes, and he's congratulating Trump sometimes. And today the headline is Piers Morgan, shambolic Mueller's train wreck testimony has left his reputation trashed, the dumbstruck Democrats dead as dodos, and President Trump laughing all the way to his second term. That about sums it up. There it is. Piers Morgan is honest. It's all over. Trump has won a second term. The only thing standing in the way was this, you know, impeachment nonsense hanging over his head. And it's all over now because Mueller looks like a moron, a brain-dead old man who had, you know, no way to ever investigate Trump. And by the way, keep in mind, Trump and Mueller are about the same age. And Trump is like, what's Trump, 72 or 73, going on like 25. He has got so much vigor. He is like a young man. And meanwhile, this guy, Mueller, is like 74 going on 180. All right, let's talk about the sponsor of the segment of the show. Sponsor is the AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump super fan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at AmpFest 19 include Wayne Allen Root. I like that guy. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement. One of your favorites, Megan Barth, who guests us here from time to time on Tuesdays, acting legend Robert Davi, and of course, I'll repeat, that one and only guy that we all love, Wayne Allen Root. But this is more than a traditional political event for an average Trump fan. It is an amazing event. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. Wow, that's a mouthful. To register for AmpFest, what a great 3 days. Just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. I really will literally see you there. I'll be the speaker who sees you there. So I want to tell you how insane the Democrats are. Cory Spartacus Booker, they call him Spartacus, wants to assault Trump and blames testosterone for his violent fantasies. Are these people all nuts? Am I crazy or do they all have Trump derangement syndrome? They really do, and these are United States senators. Cory Booker can get in line behind Joe Biden as the second presidential candidate in 2020. He wants to assault President Trump. In a Monday night appearance on Late Night with Seth Meyers, Cory Booker related stories from an Iowa campaign event where dozens of people showed up, one of whom told him to punch Donald Trump in the face. "Dude, that's a felony, man," Booker replied before launching into his deep-seated desire to assault the president. "Donald Trump is a guy who you understand. He hurts you, and my testosterone sometimes makes me want to feel like punching him, which would be bad for this elderly, out-of-shape man that he is if I did that," said Booker. Kind of wordy and strange wording there. Calling Trump a physically weak specimen, right. I think Trump would break Booker like a girly man. He'd break him in half. And after Booker calls Trump an elderly, out-of-shape man, he adds that Trump is the body shamer. That's his tactics, and you don't beat a bully like him. Fighting him on his tactics, on his terms, using his turf, he's the body shamer. He's the guy that tries to drag people in the gutter. In any case, Cory Booker bragging about his violent fantasies, wanting to hurt Donald Trump, makes a lot of sense, right? And in the time I've left in this segment, I want to mention one other thing. It's these NFL players and all the athletes in general who hate Trump and won't show up at the White House and get on the knee for the national anthem and talk about how terrible America is to black people and all kinds of bull spit, all kinds of nonsense. And why should we ever listen to them? Because it's pretty obvious they're not very smart. The headline going all over the media today is Adrian Peterson. That's the running back for the Washington Redskins. But he spent most of his career in the Minnesota Vikings. One of the great running backs in history. Without any doubt, he'll be in the Hall of Fame. He is deep in debt despite earning $99 million in his career. $99 million, and he's deeply in debt. Financial problems continue to mount for Washington running back Adrian Peterson. He's being sued for failure to repay a $5.2 million loan, according to the Athletic today. He's involved in three lawsuits, owes $6.6 million to D'Angelo Vehicle Sales. He owes a combined $3 million to two other creditors. Chase Carlson, the lawyer for the 34-year-old Peterson, believes his client's problems involve a matter of trusting the wrong people. So he's the victim. The truth behind Adrian's current financial situation is more than is being reported at this time, Carlson said. Because of ongoing legal matters, I'm unable to go into detail, but I will say this is yet another situation of an athlete trusting the wrong people and being taken advantage of by those he trusted. Peterson has earned $99 million in his career. He's got the eighth most rushing yards in NFL history. He agreed in March to a new two-year deal with the Washington Redskins worth up to $5 million. That also includes annual incentives of $1.5 million. So, I mean, my question for you is, do you really think you ought to be listening to people like this, to their political views? And I don't know what his views are. I don't know what Adrian Peterson, whether he's a patriot, a Republican, a Democrat, or what. I don't know if he hates America or loves America, but all I can tell you is, these guys aren't very smart. If they gave you $99 million, could you keep some of it?
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dales,